A very good evening to you and a warm welcome along to this Power Hour. And it's about applying God's word in prayer. How can we even be sure that the Bible passages that we use are actually going to have any effect? And what is it about healing anyway? Well, one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. And our theme today is about the God of healing, the God that I know, who sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross in my place. Proverbs 8 verse 10, 18 verse 10, run to the strong tower, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. Exodus 15, 22, verse 27 to 27. Now what we're going to do this evening, I'll make no pretense about it, is to have a short period in this part of this program where we think and we will pray directly about various issues, probably a lot of personal issues that need attention, or at least will draw God's attention to them. We'll also be speaking out lots of Bible passages, because what God's word can do, even unbeknownst to us, God's word can and does highlight issues in people's hearts and in people's lives and people's bodies that need healing. When we address things specifically, God is able to get to work, and especially when we use and apply his word in prayer, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to start off with a prayer right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're giving this program entirely into your hands. I'm doing this, Lord, not only because your word says that I should, but because I want to. I want it to be for your glory, that others would see you at work in their lives. And Lord God, as we speak out the different scriptures, I would just want to remind you, Lord, that your word achieves everything for which you sent it. And today, Lord, we're considering healing. You put that onto my heart because so many people, Lord, are hurting in their hearts from things that have been done to them. So many people are in such great need of physical intervention in their bodies. And I know people who are going to go for operations. I know people who've had operations. I know others, and I've heard about others, still others who need to have your healing touch in their lives for whatever reason. But you, Lord, can heal. And Lord God, in a bigger way, you are able to heal not only people, but you can also heal communities. You can also heal countries. You can heal relationships. Lord, you give hope. You give life. You give light. And your word says in John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In our core scripture that we use, listeners, for Gospel for Grampian, John 10 verse 10, God's word says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come, says Jesus, that they may have life to the full. And that means whatever the situation, whatever you're going through in your life. Christ has come that we may have life to the full, and I know that Christ brings about healing. In fact, Christ went about healing. And we're going to be discovering some Bible passages that reflect this. But God also has things to say about healing. Because sometimes in the Bible, bad things have happened to people when they have gone against God. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, "My sorrow is beyond healing. My heart is faint within me." In Jeremiah 14, verse 19, "Have you utterly rejected Judah? Has your soul loathed Zion? Why have you stricken us that there's no healing for us? We looked for peace, but there was nothing good. And for the time of healing, but there is trouble." But later in Jeremiah, it says, "I will bring it health and peace, and I will heal them, and I will reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth." In Nahum 3 verse 19, it speaks about there's no healing in you, your wound is grievous. All who hear news about you clap their hands over you. For upon whom has not your wickedness continually passed? So we're seeing bad things as well as good. Thankfully, there's more good, because in Malachi 4 verse 2, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and grow up like calves from the stall." Jesus is full of praise of the centurion who comes to him and asks him, "Lord, my servant is lying at home, sick with paralysis, terribly tormented." But then after that, the centurion says, "I have no need for you to come to my home, but just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed." And he said, "I'm a man under authority, and I can say to this person, come, and he comes, and to this person, go, and he goes." And Jesus said, "I've not found faith like this in all of Israel." People had got to hear about what Jesus could do, how he could heal. And God is fully capable, because not only did he praise the centurion, but when the centurion went back home, he found that servant well, because he had believed. And what God requires is that we believe. And God's word indeed says, if you believe, you'll receive everything you ask for in prayer. Jesus does more healing. In fact, he not only preached the gospel of the kingdom, but healed every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus had such a compassion. You can read that in Matthew 9 and verse 35. In Matthew 12, verse 9, Jesus healed a man who had a withered hand, but that was actually done on the Sabbath. And the story goes like this. When he had departed from there, he went into their synagogue, and there was a man whose hand had been withered. They asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" that they might accuse him. He said to them, "What man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Then how much better is a man than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and it was restored like the whole like the other. Well, the Pharisees went out and took counsel against him, how they might kill him. But in the meanwhile, the man obeyed, and Jesus healed a man because he believed, because he obeyed. And so we can see in God's economy, obedience and also faith. God is extremely pleased when we have faith. And right now, even though I'm not sure out there exactly what situations there are, exactly who needs what healing, what I do believe, and we are believing, that God's word, as it is read out, will seek and find every situation that requires it. Even if you're listening to this as a podcast, as we read out God's word, even the words that have already been read, God's word, we have already prayed, would go out and find those situations. And we pray and believe that God will provide healing in those situations. Now, God's word says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You might say, who's righteous? Good question. Well, the answer would be no one apart from God. So how can anyone be righteous? It's only by having accepted what Christ Jesus did on the cross and taking on Christ's righteousness that we can ever have anything of our own. So it is with Christ's righteousness that I'm coming right now, not mine. And in that faith, in that belief, we're going to go and read out some more Bible passages which will speak about healing of individuals, healing of heart and of mind, healing, I pray, also of families and relationships, of husbands and wives, but also healing in communities, and indeed healing in countries. So many countries out there need healing and indeed hope. In so many countries, people are wondering what can be done because of levels of corruption, levels of disobedience, levels of everything that is not right. But there's one person who can. And we're going to stand, we're going to believe, and we're going to read out God's word. Let's go for it. I'm going to read this scripture again. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. Which refers to your people which are called by your name shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you'll hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. First Kings 1 verse 29, that you will redeem all nations from their distress. Psalm 81 verse 9, that there will be no strange God among us, that this nation will not worship any foreign gods. God has a real heart for those who are weak and needy. Psalm 82 verse 3, that God will vindicate the weak and the fatherless and do justice to the afflicted and destitute of all nations. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Psalm 146 verse 9-10, that God will protect the strangers and the fathers and widows of all nations, but that God would thwart the way of the wicked. You'll reign forever. Thy God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 146 verse 9-10. Deuteronomy 19:19, that you will purge the evil from among us. So now we've prayed about countries. Even going to pray for the UK. Why? Well, for one place, that's where I live. But for another, it's so that the UK can be a blessing to other nations. That you'll make us a great nation, you'll bless this nation and make our name great, so this nation shall be a blessing. And indeed, praying that the UK would meet all its requirements. Now let's go on to those who need prayer for healing inside, healing of the heart, healing of the mind. Ephesians 5:13-14. All things become visible when exposed by light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on them. Pray this in Jesus' name. It also refers to forgiveness. So we've thought about obedience, we've thought about faith, we've thought about forgiveness. And it's reminding, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you'll forgive men their transgressions, so their Heavenly Father will forgive them in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew 6, verse 14-15. But it also requires that we do something on our behalf too. And that means that we need to forgive others when they wrong us. And when we forgive others, then there will be, in fact, healing. So that is what I'm going to have a wee look at just now. There is a scripture that refers to forgiveness. Which also results out of love. And I mean God's love. Acts 13 verse 8. Brothers, let it be known that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Psalm 130 verse 4. For there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. And the last scripture about forgiveness, Hebrews 10, verse 18. Now, where there's forgiveness of these, there's no longer an offering for sin. I will also add Acts 26 verse 18, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. These scriptures, I have to say, mainly speak about forgiveness as in God's forgiveness. But Jesus also spoke about forgiveness. And we'll have a little look at some of these. Matthew 6 verse 14, "For if you forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, neither will your Father forgive your sins." Matthew 18, verse 35 is a warning. "So will my heavenly Father do to each of you from your heart, if from your heart you do not forgive your brother for his trespasses." So we need to forgive each other. And when we do, and we do so out of love, it can also bring healing. I know we've gone into this a lot, but God wants that each of us should be able to live life to the full. God wants full healing for each of us. And now to continue with scriptures on healing. Third John 1 verse 2. "That it is written that they will prosper and be in health just as their souls prosper, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord." Psalm 30, verse 2-3. "O Lord my God, thank you, Lord, that they cried out to you for help and you healed them. O Lord, you brought up their soul from Sheol, death. You've kept them alive that they should not go down to the pit. In the name of Jesus Christ." Psalm 30, verse 2-3. Luke 13, verse 12. "Thank you, Lord, that they are freed from their sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ." Isaiah 49 verse 13, "Thank you, Lord, that you have compassion on the afflicted, in the name of Jesus Christ." Isaiah 49 verse 13. Now there are loads more scriptures about forgiveness, scriptures about love, scriptures about healing. And you've only to look up in BibleGateway.com and you'll see the various scriptures that do come up. And for example, the word forgive, there's 109 scriptures, 105 scriptures that result from that. Forgiveness, 12 scriptures. And healing, 51 scriptures about healing. It would be a good idea just to go and have a look and see what there is in the Bible, to read the Bible for yourself and allow God's word to work within you. We're going to be going to some music very soon, but before we do that, I'm going to say another prayer. And this prayer is simply going to ask God to clarify all these scriptures in our minds and hearts, particularly the ones that are pertinent to us or to our communities. Not only now, but over the next few days. It's a lot to take in. But I'm praying that there will be not only an understanding and a clarity, but a wakefulness to the love that God has, his desire, his great love for us, his desire to heal, his desire for righteousness, his desire to that each of us would have obedience and faith and would forgive each other. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we've gone through many different thoughts and scenarios in this program about the God of healing, Jehovah Rapha. You love to heal, but you're also righteous, you're also holy. And yet, Lord, you sent, you know that each of us, we would not be able to make it were it not for your son Jesus. And so you sent your son Jesus that each of us can have hope. Each of us can have a means of a right and a rich relationship with you. I pray for the people in this community here in Torrey. I pray, Lord, for the people who are in other countries, of other cultures, who maybe don't really understand these words. Pray, Lord God, that all your people would demonstrate your love, your righteousness, seek you in everything, so that, Lord, in everything there would be no confusion, but people would see clearly and be able to make a decision for themselves. I pray particularly, Lord God, for people who feel unable to pray about anything, to get out of where they are, who feel trapped in the situation where they are. Lord God, that they might have hope. Amen. We would invite you, if God has been speaking to you recently, then please do get in contact. And you can do that simply by sending us an email through to info@g4g.org.uk. You can send us a message via Twitter. It's @gospel4. You can send a text 077-33-421-385. We'd love to hear from you. This podcast will be available following the end of the programme, and we will make sure that it's available then. And you can hear the Power Hour going out again tomorrow evening, Saturday evening, between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m., just after a gospel cafe.